Iran is finally recognized as a threat to religious freedom. Cambodia's bloody past is healing in more ways than one. And a village in the warm heart of Africa receives a rare gift. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The U.S. State Department included Iran in the top 8 list of countries that threaten religious freedom. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the church is growing rapidly, but
as the church has grown, it has gotten the attention of the government. The president there, Ahmadinejad, has said that he will eliminate Christianity from Iran. That's a promise that he has made. So he is doing everything in his power to act against the church.
A provisional law passed last year in Iran made the death penalty mandatory for male apostates and requires life imprisonment for women who convert. The June presidential elections could potentially mean good news for Christians, but
the thing that we need to remember is ultimately the president there is not the final authority in the country. There is a council of leaders that actually makes the final decisions and the final call.
Pray for believers already in prison and for the leaders of the church in Iran. Next, in North America, there's roughly one trained Christian leader for every 1,300 people. But in Asia, that ratio is one in every 600,000. Because the pastors are the frontline advance of the gospel, they need to be well-grounded. Asian Access's Po San Ung is working with Cambodia, where
the church in Cambodia is very young church, I would say, still at nascent stage.
Cambodia is still struggling to heal from a bloody past. Having lived through the Cambodian Holocaust and grown up as a refugee, Pastor Ung is uniquely in touch with the Cambodian experience. He's been working to bring healing to the body of Christ there. Po San helped establish Asian Access's leadership training programs. From that, Unity is helping to lay the foundation for kingdom building, and pastors are working together.
They're able to visit each other's church and go on mission trip within Cambodia itself to the countryside together and train the church leader in the provincial area. And within the capital, there is a fellowship of pastors.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The number of people in slavery today is making history. Yemi Oshodi of World Hope International says
we've been able to sort of assess that currently today there are more than 24 million people who are being trafficked worldwide.
World Hope is trying to raise awareness of the enormous dilemma of labor and sex trafficking in Cambodia. The ministry has a center in the country to bring justice and spread the love of Christ to those in slavery.
Cambodia just has one of the highest rates of sex trafficking in the world. It's a huge problem in the country. And we started our program in Cambodia in 2004 when we recognized that there was a huge need for a center that was different than just a shelter.
A forum takes place on May 8th and 9th in Alexandria, Virginia, where you can learn more about the center and what you can specifically do to bring justice for the enslaved. Meanwhile, in one Malawi village, people no longer have to question their survival. Thanks to Living Water International, residents of the Mulanje district now have a clean water source that's easily accessible. By digging a new well, LWI teams ensured that villagers no longer have to question if the water is safe to drink. Over 20% of children in Malawi die before the age of 5 from drinking contaminated water. You can help these teams be the hands and feet of Christ. Go to our website to find out how. And there's good ministry news coming from the Congo. A missionary from Grace Ministries International successfully restarted a lay pastor training program. 5 men who lead churches in the Kapaka area attended the first module. And until the next module later this month, these men are teaching what they learned in their churches. Pray for the team as they prepare the lessons for the second module. Another team member will be spending 2 weeks in Kindu teaching at the Bible College. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for 2 to the Dominican Republic. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for 2, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.